Former Natchez Mayor Tony Byrne is the speaker at this evening's meeting in the Natchez Historical Society. He'll speak on Marion E. Taylor's philanthropy in Natchez, the Christmas Fund, the water fountain at the corner of Main and South Commerce Streets, and Taylor's Old Charter Bourbon Whiskey Company. The event begins at 5:30 at the historic Natchez Foundation, 108 South Commerce. 1 week to go in the Louisiana legislative session.
The budget for next fiscal year still needs to be approved.
I think the governor would love to see his alligator program be funded. I'm sure teachers would like to see the pay raise.
But Jeremy Alford of LawPolitics.com says that's unlikely because earlier this month, legislators learned there are fewer available dollars to spend than originally anticipated.
And so what you're hearing from the legislative leadership is kind of a war cry of tap the brakes.
A new congressional map is the other major piece of legislation that has yet to be finalized.
Some variation of 5 Republican districts and 1 Democratic district.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks Visitor Education Center, the Bob Tyler Fish Hatchery, will partner with the National Park Service to host a fish camp for youth. The camp will be held June 10th from 9 to 3 for youth ages 10 to 15. Attendees will learn about fishing, the hatchery, and the NPS Junior Angler Program. The full-day camp will include fish identification, water safety tips, a tour of the hatchery, and catfish fishing in the hatchery's VEC pond. Participants will also meet an NPS ranger and learn more about the Junior Angler badge. According to MDWFP, equipment and bait will be available for use during the camp. Youth completing the full day of activities will receive special items and earn the NPS Junior Angler badge. There may be hope for an extension of the Louisiana teacher's stipend after all.
Governor Landry and legislative leaders will be holding a news conference about potentially extending the stipend scheduled for 11:30 this morning. Deshay Oaks, the president of the Louisiana Federation of Educators, says eliminating the stipend would put teachers in a tough financial spot.
It will make a difference of them being able to support their families or not.
Oaks says if the legislature does not come through by June 1st, one possibility is for school districts to step up and increase their teachers' salaries themselves.
The main concern with that would be the rural school districts that may not have that money.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 28.13 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.